Good evening, everyone. Halacha Gems Learning tonight continues Tefila Kehilchasa, the topic of Birchas HaTorah. Tonight we address the question wondering if it's forbidden, if it's usur to teach Torah to a person who it's revealed to you. You now know that that person did not say Birchas HaTorah. Are you in violation of presenting a Lifnei Iver case of Lositein Michshol, enabling a person to stumble in the sense that you're teaching them Torah, they didn't say Birchas HaTorah? What's the status, the classification of Birchas HaTorah, whereby it would be prohibited, or which case maybe it would be allowed? What is the law? So in regards to Birchas HaNenen, let's just start with that, which are brachos recited on food, where a person derive benefit and pleasure. So there is a concept, there is a notion that one is not allowed, it is usur to give somebody food if the recipient of the food will not recite a bracha. Why? Because giving that person food, offering that person food to one who is not going to recite a bracha is, in fact, a violation of Lifnei Iver, Lo Siten Michshol, enabling this person to stumble. Here he's going to eat, here he's not going to make a bracha, and it's going to be a problem. It's going to be a violation, it's going to be a Torah prohibition. That's true as it relates to the way the din is stated in Birchas HaNenen. However, in Halicha Shlomo, in Mincha Shlomo, rather, of Shlomo Zalman Arbach, he writes that this does not apply to teaching Torah to a person who did not recite Birchas HaTorah. What does he explain? The Birchas HaTorah we know is a Birchas HaMitzvah. And even though Birchas HaMitzvos are obligatory, a person is obligated to recite the bracha on the Birchas HaMitzvah, say, for example, Tkiyas Shofar, on the Tilas Lulavan Esrog, whatever, any other example of Birchas HaMitzvah, mitzvahs that a person is performing. So even though Birchas HaMitzvahs are obligatory, we do not find that Chazal made it usur, forbade the fulfillment, the performance of a mitzvah, if a bracha is not said. Meaning that if even though you know that this person is not going to say the bracha on shaking a Lulavan Esrog, for example, or sitting in a sukkah, or any other mitzvah d'oraisa, biblical or mitzvah in general, the Rabbanon, whatever that mitzvah would be. So even though that person needs to say a bracha, but they didn't, so nonetheless, Chazal did not make it also for that person to fulfill that mitzvah if a bracha is not said. In fact, Shlomo Zalman says that not studying Torah, which is bittul Torah, is far more serious of an offense, far more egregious than omitting a bracha. Meaning if you're going to weigh what's the lesser of the two evils? The lesser of the two evils is omitting a bracha. Not learning Torah, bittul Torah, is far more serious, far more severe, and so therefore that being a far more serious offense than omitting a bracha. So that is a very important point. And so if it's possible, of course, one should instruct those who have come to learn Torah how to recite the bracha. They came to your shir, they came to the drasha, they came to learn. So since they came to learn Torah, so you have to tell them, this is what you do. Asher kedishan lo b'mitzvaysav la'asok, v'arevna, asher bochar bonu. You tell them how to recite Birchas HaTorah. You give a class, give a shir on how to recite it, what to do, where it's found in the Siddur. But if it's not practical, he says, then nonetheless, a person should teach them Torah in any event. Now, obviously, part of what you're teaching them is eventually to be able to know how to perform the mitzvahs the way they're supposed to be done. Noting, of course, as the Gemara, as we learned previously, studying Torah without Birchas HaTorah was tantamount to Churban Beis HaMikdash, which, of course, you don't want to facilitate by not teaching it the way it's supposed to be taught. So therefore, of course, we go out of our way to teach it the way it should be. But just by a simple application of this din, even if a person had not yet recited Birchas HaTorah as they should have, Torah would be allowed to be taught to that person in any event. All right, we'll stop here, continue with this topic this week. I wish you, from my family to yours, a happy, a healthy, and a holy evening.